Most political observers aren't too surprised that Tony Evers took the most votes. Evers has held his position with the Department of Public Instruction since 2001, and the state's teachers' union, WEAC, backs him. Evers also had a well-organized campaign, which ran TV ads leading up to the primary. Evers says it's clear that parents and teachers back his initiatives.
Making sure that every child's a graduate, making sure that our schools are safe, positive places for kids, taking a hard look at our funding system to make sure that our schools are well-funded and make sure that equal opportunities are available across the state. So those things are real important to me, and I'll continue bringing that message.
Trailing a close second behind Evers was Rose Fernandez. She made headlines last year as a champion of virtual schools when their legality was in doubt. Fernandez wants to expand charter schools and other educational options and has painted herself as a political outsider untainted by bureaucracy and special interests. She credits her primary victory to a growing grassroots movement of parents, kids, and teachers.
They want us to look at things like merit pay and reform of the Milwaukee public school system and using the QEO to protect our taxpayers and to always, always put our students first. I think people are tired of WEAC running things at DPI.
Fernandez and Evers now face off in the April 7th election. The DPI superintendent position works with state lawmakers in distributing school funds and shaping policy. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.